According to the Environmental Protection Agency, the average American produces almost 5 pounds of trash per day. Where it all goes? Well, that's the subject of a new series we're launching today, exploring efforts to handle trash in a more sustainable way. We'll start in Maryland, which just became the first state in the country to approve a statewide ban on styrofoam food containers, a move that could put an icon of Baltimore out of work. Mr. Trash Wheel, which sifts trash out of a river that drains into the Baltimore Harbor. Here now's Peter O'Dowd has the story.
The boat ride from one side of the Jones Falls River to the other takes about 22 seconds.
Find a place to hold on.
I drive very slow.
This is not a very long trip.
It's an extremely short boat ride, but we don't want to go swimming on the way over there.
You do not. All right, all aboard. So we made it. But it's worth the journey to meet this local celebrity that floats at the mouth of the Baltimore Harbor.
I'm going to go ahead and turn it on. I'm going to do it on my cell phone.
John Kellett invented Mr. Trash Wheel, and here's how it works. Two booms extend from each side of a floating barge. Those booms extend all the way to the banks of the river. The water can flow on into the harbor, but the garbage can't. It's funneled toward a conveyor belt on the barge.
When the current brings trash down to us, it gets funneled by the booms to the conveyor. The conveyor extends underneath the water, and we have a rake system in front which helps push the trash up onto that conveyor, just like it's doing now. And you see we're getting a mix of plastic, styrofoam.
I see a Fireball whiskey bottle.
Yes, we got lots of little little whiskey bottles, and it all ends up coming to the conveyor. The conveyor then is set at an angle, and the angle lifts the trash from the river and dumps it into the dumpster, which is set on a separate floating barge.
It's all powered by a water wheel with a few solar panels for backup. And in the past few years, the trash wheels have been busy. At last count, they've gobbled up 11 million cigarette butts, 800,000 plastic bottles, and almost as many plastic bags.
We've picked up a guitar. We've picked up a kayak. We've picked up
a keg, someone's living pet python. All told, 1,100 tons of trash and debris, or the equivalent of 37 gray whales.
So it begs the question, where is all of this trash coming from?
Anytime a trash can overflows or somebody throws trash out their window on the highway, when it rains, it gets washed down into the storm drains, then into the smaller feeder streams, and then the smaller feeder streams carry it into the Jones Falls River, which brings it down to us. And we're really the last best place to stop it before it gets spread out into the larger harbor and then on into the Chesapeake Bay. And eventually, if nothing happened to it, nobody picked it up, it would get out into the Atlantic Ocean.
I think you're making a point that a lot of people don't realize, that I didn't realize until I came right here. We're not collecting trash that people threw into the water. We're collecting trash that was left on the streets of the city.
And that's true for all the trash that's out in the ocean that you hear about. More than 80% of it comes from land-based sources. It doesn't come from cruise ships throwing their beer bottles over the side. It comes from cities and towns all over on the land, and that trash eventually all makes it downstream.
Now, you invented this machine a couple of years back, right?
Yes, I actually came up with the idea back in 2007 and 8.
And why? What was the light bulb that went off in your head that made you think you got to solve this problem?
Well, I worked for 20 years on the harbor, and every day I was confronted with the problem of trash in the harbor. I'd see the reaction of the visitors and the users of the harbor to that trash, and it was generally, ugh, this harbor's disgusting. So I called the city and said, we need to do something. They said, to their credit, they said, we're open to ideas.
So Mr. Trash Wheel was born, and he was so popular around Baltimore that Professor Trash Wheel and Captain Trash Wheel are now gobbling up junk on other tributaries that flow into the harbor. Adam Lindquist runs the Waterfront Partnership's Healthy Harbor Initiative. It's the group that now oversees the project.
Now we are able to pull out dumpsters, and we actually have volunteers come out and sort through dumpsters of trash to count every styrofoam container, every plastic bottle, every cigarette butt. And it makes a huge impact, not just on the people doing it, but the photos that we take from those events and the data we collect, we share with elected officials who get angry too. You know, they don't want to see all that styrofoam ending up in our waterways.
Lindquist says the trash wheels should get some of the credit for spurring the city's ban on styrofoam food containers last year and the state's ban this year. But there is more work to do. His group is trying to make the harbor safe for swimming and fishing.
By the year 2020.
That's next year.
That's next year. That really forced us to get creative and innovative and try new things because the status quo wasn't going to do it.
Okay, I'm sure anybody who sees this or is listening to this can appreciate what you're doing here. Who doesn't want trash out of the rivers, out of the harbor, out of the oceans? But it's not just the trash that's causing problems in this waterway. It's the chemicals. It's years of industry. I mean, what else do you need to do to make sure that by next year you can swim in this?
Great question. So, I mean, the biggest concern after the trash is the city's aging sewer system. There is a constant leak of sewage into our waterways, and that's really the thing that makes them unsafe for people to swim in.
What was the problem? Is sewer pipes were just bursting into the water?
It's going to cost $1 billion to fix this problem, but we're kind of lucky that we found just one big problem that would address 80% of our sewer overflows. And the problem is really a pipe misalignment that's reducing the capacity of a huge sewer pipe that runs halfway across the city to the treatment plant. And so the Department of Public Works is working on that repair right now, and it will be done by the end of 2020.
When will you be swimming in this harbor?
I'm going to swim as soon as that repair is complete so that we know there is less sewage. So I'm very tied to that repair.
But this story goes far beyond Baltimore. The inventor, John Kellett, has plans to put trash wheels in California, New York, Hawaii, Indonesia. Experts say the real way to make a difference is to catch the garbage before it ever reaches the ocean.
You know what strikes me is over the course of time, if I think about how many dumpsters are behind us that have filled up that are not in the ocean, it must really add up.
Yeah, well, I think we've taken out, this machine has taken out over 350 dumpsters in its 5 years. We're almost to its fifth birthday. And each one of those dumpsters, if we put it back in the water, we can make a mess out of this harbor real quick with just one dumpster. And when you add it up 350 times that, if you put that out there, it would just look like you could walk across the harbor for miles. It was.
And imagine if you did this at the mouth of every river in a coastal city in America, how much trash you would pick up. The scale starts to really multiply.
Right, and not just in America. I mean, one of the things we discovered, you know, I worked on Baltimore Harbor for 20 years, and in that time I thought, oh, Baltimore is a particularly, you know, has a real bad problem with trash. You know, once we got rolling and building trash wheels, I realized, and we started getting calls from all over the world, and I realized Baltimore's not alone. I've been to places that make Baltimore look pristine in Brazil and Panama, Indonesia. This river is like a clean trout stream in comparison.
And yet, there's a Wendy's cup on the conveyor belt that we just caught here.
Right.
So there's definitely still
work. If we were in Panama City, this whole conveyor would have to be going a lot faster to keep up with the amount of trash that comes down even their little rivers.
So what does that tell you? I mean, is this enough to address the crisis that is going on in the world's oceans?
Absolutely not. This is more of a treatment for the symptom of the disease than it is a cure for the disease. Everything you buy comes in a disposable package. You're not going to solve that by putting trash wheels everywhere. You have to make changes to that consumption and to that use of plastics. And there's the Wendy's cup full of water jumping in.
It just fell off the conveyor belt into the dumpster.
There's little doubt that cup would have made it into the Chesapeake Bay. From there, it could have caught an ocean current on a journey around the world. But now it faces a different fate. The dumpster trash can't be recycled. Most of it's too dirty to do any good. Instead, it's on its way to an incinerator where the city burns most of its garbage. The cup will become a pile of ash and gas. And that is the topic of our next story from Baltimore. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
Well, if your city is doing something interesting to deal with trash, let us know at hereandnow.org.